我们在查考加拉太书，今天我们来到第五章。
In our study of Galatians, we have reached Galatians 5.
今天我们只读三节，三到十五节。
We shall only read three verses, verses 13 to 15.
加拉太书五章十三到十五节。
Galatians 5, 13 to 15.
加拉太书五章十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召要得自由，只是不要将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内。你们要谨慎，若相交相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭。
Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: You shall love your neighbor as yourself.But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another.
所以很明显，这段经文在讲基督徒的自由。
Very obviously, this passage is about Christian freedom.
所以你看到在第三十三节，他说你们蒙召是要得自由。
And you can see this in verse 13. You were called to freedom.
所以我们的三点很清楚，就在这里。第一就是这个基督徒自由的教导。
And the three points here is clear. The first point is the instruction on Christian freedom.
他说你们得自由呢，不是要将自由做放纵的机会，而是要互相的服侍。
For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
所以这个就是自由的教导。那么第二大点呢？你看第十四节，因为他说，因为全律法都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内。
And the second point we see in verse 14, for or because the whole law is fulfilled in one word: You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个因为就告诉我们他的目的或者他的目标或者他的原因。
And so the word for or because will tell us the intention.
那么最后一点呢，就是第十三节第十五节说，你们要谨慎哦，你要小心啊！他的问题是什么？如果你没有好好的用你的危险呢，你没有好好的按照你使用你的自由呢，你若相咬相吞，只怕会彼此的消灭。
And verse 15, watch out, you got to be careful.Because if you bite and devour one another, you are actually consuming one another.
所以这个就是这三节的它的这个中心思想跟它的大纲。
And so we see the main theme here in these three verses and also the outline.
所以我们每个主日在这边讲到呢，我们是要解释这段圣经的意思跟它的这解释它里面的内容。
Every Lord's Day, when we preach here, we want to explain the meaning of the passage and to expose the content.
所以我们很在意我们到底我们所讲的主题是不是经文里面的主题。
And we are very mindful whether the theme that we are preaching on is from this Bible passage or not.
所以在这边很清楚的，这段圣经是在讲基督徒的自由。
And this passage is clearly on Christian freedom.
那么当然我们其实如果你仔细看五章第一节也是这么讲，他说基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以你要站立的稳。
Actually chapter 5 verse 1 says the same thing: For freedom Christ has set us free, stand firm.
所以自由很重要。
Freedom is important.
自由今天很多人，今天我们的世界呢很看重自由。
Our world today values freedom highly.
所以很多人呢，为自由而生，也为自由而死。
People live for freedom and they die for freedom.
当我们讲到自由的时候呢，我们很多时候讲到言论的自由，这个新闻的自由，行动的自由，或者是宗教的自由。
And when people talk about freedom, they want to talk about freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom in religion.
所以很多人口头上都是在讲，我们必须要自由，我们不要被人控制。
And many people claim that they want freedom and they do not want to be controlled.
我们的这个国家也是以前从这个这个殖民地被解放、被释放，得自由。
And our country was also once ruled by another country, but we were freed from it.
那么很多时候现在我们大家都很注意的就是美国的总统还有中国的这个主席，他们在谈论是不是有 free trade， 就是有自由贸易。
And now we are also focusing on the President of the United States and also the President of China when they are discussing whether there should be free trade.
所以自由非常重要。
So freedom is important.
我们今天很多年轻人为了要自由他会不惜一切要得到自由。
Many young people today will pay all price in order to be free.
你问我们这个年轻人是不是这样？
Ask our youngsters here.
你为了要自由，不管你父亲讲什么，不管你的学校老师讲什么，你会用尽一些方法得到你的自由。
And for the sake of freedom, would you pay all price and you will neglect what your parents say, what your teachers say?
但是我们这些已经所谓自由了的人，请问那个自由的代价值不值得？
And for those of us who are already so-called enjoying freedom, is the price that we paid worth it?
今天到底我们在讲什么？什么叫做自由？
So what are we saying when we call something freedom?
今天呢，美国很多西方国家也是这样，自由已经自由到极端去了。
Some Western nations today have enjoyed freedom to the extreme.
很多人自由就是说我们有心里要做什么，想要想什么，想要讲什么，都可以自由发挥，完全没有受到控制。
And people wants to have the freedom to do whatever that their heart desires and say whatever that their heart desires with no control at all.
他要做什么都可以。他没有人可以限制他，没有人可以阻止他。
No one can stop them. No one can actually put a limit on what they think they can do.
所以我们有很多美国的朋友说，哎呀，你们新加坡人没有自由。
And our friends from USA say, oh, Singaporeans have no freedom.
我们没有言论自由，我们没有政治的自由。
There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom in politics.
但是呢？难道美国就是最好的一个榜样吗？
But is the United States of America the best model?
也不见得。
Not likely.
今天的美国呢，非常自由，自由到一个程度呢，同性恋也可以，这个变性也可以。
And today in USA they are so free that they allow homosexual marriages. And they also allow people to change sex.
你要骂总统也可以，你骂总统他不可以把你关在监牢里，好像有一些国家这样。
And you can even accuse the president and you won't be locked up in jail unlike some other countries.
如果我进监牢，你知道为什么啊？
You know what happens when I'm jailed.
甚至在美国有一些异端，甚至不只是异端，有一些是cult。这些叫什么邪教，也算是legal， 也是有正当的法律的存在的权利。
And there's not just heresies, but even cults, they actually can be registered legally and protected by the law.
甚至有在美国也有一些，就是摆明他是敬拜撒旦的，但是他也算是一个可以有这样的自由。
And in America, there's even organizations that worship Satan, and they openly worship Satan, and they still enjoy the freedom.
所以这个叫自由吗？
Is that called freedom?
我们每个人都很想往自由，这个就是你所要的自由吗？
When we want to have freedom, is this the kind of freedom that we want?
什么叫做自由呢?
What exactly then is freedom?
有些人对自由这个定义有不同的解释。
Many people have different definitions for freedom.
自由就是你可以, 你想讲什么就讲什么, 你要去哪里就要做什么就做什么, 你要没有限制, 你要做什么都可以。
Some people define freedom as you are able to say or do whatever you please without any limitations.
所以年轻人，我们都要自由。
Young people all want freedom.
我们都不要受被捆绑、被束缚。
We do not want to be tied up.
是真的自由有这样，有所谓真正的自由吗？
But is there true freedom?
你真的有说完全的自由，你真的是 absolute freedom， 有这个。 真的有这样这回事吗？
Is there really such a thing as absolute freedom?
很多人甚至还用圣经。
Some people, or many people even use the Bible.
很多人用圣经来讲这个自由。
And they use the Bible to talk about freedom.
所以有些人讲自由的时候， 他说，特别是约翰8章32节， 他说，主耶稣说， 你们必晓得真理， 真理必叫你们自由。
And some people quote John 8:32, when Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
所以你看到吗? 耶稣来是要使我们 free, 我们自由, 所以我们应该很自由, 要做什么都可以。
And they claim that, you know, look at what Jesus did. He came in order to set us free, so he is giving us freedom to do anything.
哥林多后书也3章17节, 他们也用这句话, 说你看到主的灵在哪里, 哪里就得到自由。
And they also quote 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So they say, see, that's where we are, freedom.
所以你看到吗? 他们都要自由, 而且呢要完全的自由。
They want freedom, and they want absolute freedom.
但是我要告诉你, 完全的自由啊, 是不可能的。
But let me tell you, there is no such thing as absolute freedom.
你不信的话, 你试试看, 你不要呼吸可以不可以?
If you do not believe me, just try to stop breathing.
你说你呼吸这个不是自你知道你可以不呼吸吗？ 你不可以你就没有自由吗？ 我们受到自然这个 natural law， 这个自然的规律的限制。
And if you cannot freely stop yourself from breathing, you realize that we are actually limited by natural laws.
你说你要自由， 你可不可以浮起来现在？ 请你浮起来。
And you want freedom? So can I invite you all to float right now?
你不可以， 因为你受到这个 地心吸力的这个控制。
You cannot float freely because you are under the control of gravity.
你说你要自由吗？ 是不是说现在你可以 不管新加坡的法律或者不管哪一个国家的法律， 你要做什么就可以做？ 你不可以， 因为你受到法律的制裁， 所以你没有自由。
You want freedom? Does that mean you can ignore the laws of the nation, ignore the laws of Singapore, and do anything and everything you please? No, because you are limited by the laws.
你说你自由, 你可不可以伤害你家里的人?
If you enjoy freedom, can you hurt your family?
不可以, 因为你受到爱的这个控制, 因为你爱他, 所以你不可以伤害他。
No, because you are under the boundaries of love, and because you love the person, you will not want to hurt the person.
所以我们认为人有完全的自由, 这是假象。
Actually, it is a myth to believe that man can enjoy absolute freedom.
我们是的, 我们有相对的自由。
Yes, we can have relative freedom.
今天如果我讲话得罪你, 你可以站起来就走, 你有自由, 没有人可以抓住你。
If I say something that offends you, you have the freedom to leave. No one is able to keep you here.
但是呢, 我们这些都是相对的, 但是如果你要完全的自由是不可能的。
These are all relative. You cannot have absolute freedom.
只有神是完全的自由。
Only God is absolutely free.
我们受创造物，我们是受造物，我们只有在神的管理底下， 我们没有办法脱离神的管理， 这个是事实， 我们必须要接受。
We are creatures and we are controlled by the Creator. This is a fact that we need to accept.
那么在这段圣经是在讲什么自由呢？
So what kind of freedom is this passage talking about?
我们要知道这段圣经讲自由的时候， 是在讲政治的自由吗？
Is this passage talking about political freedom?
啊，这是在讲这个社会的自由吗
？Or freedom in society?
是讲这个言论的自由吗
？Freedom of speech?
啊，言论或者是在讲这个新闻的自由吗
？Freedom of the press?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以当我们要知道说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，什么自由？
So when it says here you were called to freedom, brothers, what freedom is that?
所以我们要了解这段保罗在这边说，你们蒙召，神召你们出来得自由，是从哪里召你们出来，得什么自由？
So you were called from what and called to freedom, to what kind of freedom?
所以这段圣经你要知道的话呢，你要读上下文。
If you want to know this, you have to read the passage before and after.
所以我们要 read in context, 上下我们要读清楚。特别我们讲，刚才一开始我们就讲了第五章第一节，他说基督释放了你们，要叫你们得自由，所以要站立得稳。
And so you need to read in context, and we already said earlier on in verse 1, for freedom Christ has set us free, stand firm.
所以那段五章一节是讲得很清楚，其实五章一节呢，基本上说 freedom Christ set you free， 意思说第五章强调的是基督徒的自由，是神呼召你的目的是要你得自由，但问题是什么自由？
And so the whole chapter 5 is talking about Christian freedom and God has called us to freedom but we need to know what kind of freedom that is.
所以神在这边释放我们，要叫我们，呼叫我们，拯救我们，从哪里拯救出来，叫我们得自由。基本上如果我们已经讲了很多次了，这个加拉太书基本上是说我们不要遵守割礼，我们是被释放出来，是得自由的，没有受到割礼的这个辖制。
And God has saved us from something, He has set us free from something, and we already said many times that the book of Galatians earlier part talks about peopleBeing enslaved to the law of circumcision, and we are Christians who are free from the law of circumcision.
所以这个割礼就是律法中的一条。
And circumcision is one of the commandments in the law.
所以他是说，我们不要守割礼，就是说基本上割礼只是一个代表是呢，我们不需要守旧约的这些律法。
And the law of circumcision is just a representative of the Old Testament law. What it's saying here is we need not keep the Old Testament law.
这为什么有旧约的律法呢？
So why then does the Old Testament law exist?
因为世人犯了罪，所以神要把这个告诉我们，你已经犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，你必须要从这边出来。所以基本上呢，我们是受罪捆绑。
And basically, all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.And God has set the law to show us that all human beings are actually bound by sin.
所以在这边他是说，你们被释放，你们蒙召，神召我们出来得自由，是从哪里？从罪中释放出来，所以你不再受罪的捆绑。
So for freedom, Christ has set us free, and He has called us to freedom. It means that we have been called out of the slavery of sin and we are no longer bound by sin.
所以这边不是在讲言论自由。
This is not talking about freedom of speech.
也不是讲新闻自由。
Neither freedom of the press.
不是讲说我们行动自由或者社会自由。我们不是讲说我们从罪中被释放出来，不需要再犯罪。
Not freedom of the society or what, but rather freedom from sin. We no longer sin.
所以这 John Stott 说我们是 freedom from sin, not freedom to sin, 不是我们 被拯救出来，我们是有自由不犯罪，不是自由去犯罪。
And John Stott commented that we are free from sin, not free to sin, so we are free so that we can stop sinning rather than giving us freedom to commit any sin.
所以五章十三节他说，保罗说，弟兄们，你们蒙召，神召你们是要得自由，就是不犯罪的自由。
And so verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, this means freedom from sinning.
所以我们是说我们得自由之后的是什么呢？是要放纵的自由呢？还是要相爱的自由？
So what kind of freedom are we enjoying now? Is it freedom to licentiousness or freedom to love?
所以这个很重要。
This is important.
你要知道吗？以前
in the past,
你不可以圣洁，你要遵守神的律，你是不可能做得到的。
In the past, if you want to follow God's law, it is impossible.
你被罪捆绑。
Because you were under bondage by sin.
被罪辖制。
You have been limited or controlled by sin.
你完全脱离不了。
You cannot break free.
神现在把你拯救出来，是说现在你信了耶稣之后呢，你可以不犯罪。
But God has called you out to freedom. In other words, now that you are a believer in Christ, you can stop sinning.
我听过一个故事。
I once heard a story.
那个故事说有一个人去看他的朋友，他的朋友坐在监牢里面。
A man went to visit his friend who was in prison.
那个朋友很坏蛋。
The friend was a wicked man.
被判到监牢里面，但还是很叛逆。
And he was still very rebellious despite being in prison.
他的朋友去看他说，哎呀，朋友你在里面，你应该悔改，应该这个改过自新，然后可以出来得自由。
And the friend went to visit him in prison and said, friend, you need to repent so that you can come out of prison and have freedom once again.
他说什么 freedom？ 我在这边，我什么自由？我在这边多么自由？你不相信？你可以进来，你不可以进来？所以你没有自由，是我自由。
But the person in prison replied, actually, I enjoy a lot of freedom here inside. And he said to the visitor, you cannot choose to come in, so you have no freedom.
这个是粉末导致，你听得懂吗？
And this is turning things upside down.
他坐在监牢，他想我很自由，我在监牢，你看你不刺有窗，又没有人来，我很自由的，是你不能进来，不是我不能出去。
And he is saying that he's arguing that, you know, I enjoy food and living conditions here, I can have freedom to move inside. You cannot come in, so you have no freedom.
所以这个他的朋友想，好像很有道理呢。我不能进去，是我没有自由，还是他没有自由？你说。
So the visitor was thinking about it, and he thought it might make a lot of sense. I can't go in, so does that mean I have no freedom?
其实不是的，他有自由，他可以。我轻轻打一拳，他不是进去了吗？
Of course, actually, he has the freedom for the visitor. He just needs to go punch someone and he'll end up in prison.
但是他可以不打人，这个才是真正的自由。
But because he can choose not to punch someone, that's true freedom.
你知道吗？真正自由是你可以选择不犯罪。
Real freedom means you can choose not to sin.
所以我常常说，跟大家讲说，你知道吗？圣经神把律法给我们的目的是让我们知道什么叫做罪。
And I've often said that the purpose that God gave us the law in the Bible is to show us what sin is.
所以让我们知道什么是罪，因为你如果是罪的话呢，你不能够脱离罪，你犯那个罪，你就受那个罪辖制，那个罪你不能够不犯，你不能够遵守神的律法。
And if you are under bondage to sin, you cannot help but sin, and you cannot obey God's law.
所以呢，你不相信的话，年轻人，你去试试看，圣经你好好去守，你把它守齐了，我就放弃我的信仰。
And youngsters, if you do not believe me, then you should take the Bible and try your best to obey every single law. If you can obey every single law, I will give up my faith.
你知道吗？圣经里面告诉我们，圣经给我们律法是告诉我们，律法告诉我们，我们是被罪捆绑，没有办法脱离。但是你信了主之后呢，有圣灵进到你的心，使到你能够从心里面去遵守，而不是受到外在的这个捆绑。
The Bible tells us that we are under bondage to sin, and because of that, we cannot stop sinning. But when you became a believer, the Holy Spirit came into you, and it dwells in you such that now you can, from your heart, obey God's law and not be under bondage to sin.
所以加拉太书非常重要。
So the book of Galatians is very important.
因为加拉太书来到第五章的时候，是开始讲到圣灵的工作。
Because when it comes to chapter 5, Galatians tells us about the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们有一个弟兄在我们当中，今天他没有来，不过他说，哎呦，我在等，就是要等到你怎么样解释圣灵使我们能够胜过罪恶，怎么过一个成圣的生活。
We have a brother who is not here today, and he mentioned that he is waiting for us to explain how the Holy Spirit will work to help us overcome sin.
那个就是下一周我们会讲到，从第五章下半段的讲到圣灵怎么样帮助我们胜过罪恶。
And that will be next week, actually, when we talk about the second half of chapter 5, how does the Holy Spirit help us to overcome evil?
所以在这里呢, 保罗是在讲说, 你们神呼召你出来做自由, 不是要呼召你来放纵, 而是呼召出来去服侍。
And this passage, Paul is telling us that Christians are called to freedom, not to licentiousness, but to freedom or of serving.
这边有很有意思的一句话, 他说, 第十三节, 他说, 只是不将你的自由当作放纵的情欲的机会, 总要用爱心互相的服侍。
And there is a very interesting phrase here. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another.
所以他说你得自由不是要放纵, 是要相爱。
So you are free not to licentiousness, but to love.
而且呢, 他说你得自由呢, 不是要 犯罪, 是要服侍。
You have gotten freedom not to sin, but to serve.
啊, 这个serve字很特别。
The word serve is very special.
在原文的serve, 这个的服侍, 这个字是slave。
The word serve in the original text is the word slave.
诶, 我不是自由吗? 他是说你以前是在罪里面受罪的奴仆, 现在你释放出来的时候呢, 你要成为弟兄姐妹的奴仆。
And he is saying that you were once a slave to sin, but now you have been freed from sin to be slave of your brothers and sisters.
哇, 这我还是没有自由。
So I still don't have freedom.
是吗? 我告诉你, 我们本来就没有自由的, 你不要以为你还有自由。
And did I not tell you early on that we do not have freedom? So don't ever think that you actually have freedom at all.
神说我们在旧约, 我们在旧约, 我们在罪中的时候呢, 受到律法的捆绑, 因为我们的罪受到律法的捆绑, 但是主耶稣拯救我们出来, 使到我们脱离这个旧的主人, 现在我们有一个新的主人, 我们要服侍这个新的主人。
In the past, we are under bondage to sin, and sin was our old master. But now that we have been saved from this old master, we are actually going to the new master.
哥林多后书啊，这个打错了。这哥林多后书是说，我们若是在基督里，就是新造的人，是完全是新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
全新的,我们不再服侍旧的主人。
And we are no longer serving the old master.
彼得,这个哥林多后书,5:14节是不是讲说,耶稣基督的爱激励我们呢?那么他一个人推我们死,我们众人都死了,那么活着呢,不再为自己活,乃是为替他死而复活的主活。
And 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
以前我们被罪捆绑,
we were once being bound by sin.
我们的心不甘愿, 但是我们被他抓去。
Even though we were unwilling, but we were led, we were held captive.
但是现在我们被耶稣基督拯救出来的时候呢, 我们是从心里要感激神, 我们被他的爱激励, 我们要从心里去遵行他的旨意。
But now that we have been saved by God, from our hearts, out of grateful hearts, we want to obey God's will.
所以我们不再被罪捆绑了。
So we're no longer enslaved by sin.
啊, 很多人就好像犹太人在以前, 在主耶稣跟他们讲话的时候, 犹太人说, 我从来都没有被谁, 我从来没有做过人家的奴仆, 你为什么说我要得自由?
And many people would defer and say that we are not, we are actually not slaves like the Jews in the Jesus time. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to everyone.
啊, 其实他们没有读历史。
Actually, they have failed in their history.
他们历史里面告诉我们，他们曾经是犹太人的奴隶，对吗？
They forgot the history that they were once slaves in Egypt.
但是呢，主耶稣暂时 ignore 他的 ignorance， 就是不再提他的无知。主耶稣告诉他们说，所有犯罪的人都是罪的奴仆。
Jesus ignored their ignorance and replied to them. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin.
所以你看到吗? 你如果不能够脱离罪, 你一直不能够脱离罪, 你做事情呢, 不能够完全脱离这个罪的管理, 你就是罪的奴仆。
If you cannot stop sinning and whatever that you do is being controlled by sin, then you are enslaved to sin.
罗马书6:16也是这样讲, 他说, 你顺从谁就是谁的奴仆。
Romans 6:16 says, you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
所以你如果顺从罪，就是罪的奴仆；如果你顺从义，就是义的奴仆。
If you obey sin, then you are a slave of sin. If you obey righteousness, you are a slave of righteousness.
所以你要不你就是罪的奴仆，要不就是义的奴仆。
So you are either slave of sin or slave of righteousness.
你要不就是神的奴仆，要不就是这个撒旦的奴仆。
You are either slave of God or slave of Satan.
你说你不是的，我是 free thinker.
And you said, no, I'm a free thinker.
真的吗？
Really?
你为我什么都不信，我可以？你真的什么都不信，不可以吗
？And you think that by not believing anything you can get by？
啊，只是没有碰到危险，你一碰到危险的，神啊救我
！You have not met any danger yet. Once you meet any danger, you say, God help me.
很多人说，哎呀，我不信神啊，我是 free thinker， 我是不信神的，我不，但是呢，很怕走，怕黑，也不怕走坟墓。
Many people say I'm free thinker. There's no God. I don't believe in God or they're demons or what. But they are afraid of the dark and they dare not walk through a cemetery.
你要知道吗？那没有人是真正 free thinker， 没有中间地位。你在两个巨人中间呢？你以为你能够站立得住呢？你不可能，你会被这两个大象其中一个踏死。
And there is no middle ground. If you are in between two giant elephants, there is no way you can stand in the middle. You will be stepped upon by either one.
所以你知道吗？我们没有真正的自由。
We do not have true freedom.
你不信，你试试看，你到底你想要说，我要做一个好好的人，我要做一个良心从来没有控告的人，我要做一个，你做不到。
If you don't believe, you just try. You try to live a good life and be a good person, and such that your conscience will not accuse you, you will definitely fail.
但是当你被拯救出来的时候呢，主说：“我给你自由。”
But now that you are saved, and Jesus said, "I give you freedom."
说我自由了，我什么人都不用服从吗？
And now I'm free. I need not obey anyone.
不是的，圣经里面告诉我，你从罪中被拯救出来，你从已经不是罪的奴仆，现在你叫做义的奴仆。
And the Bible tells us, no, you have been set free from sin, but now it is not that you are totally free, you have become slaves of righteousness.
罗马书六章十八节说，你们既从罪里得释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Romans 6:18, and having been set free from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness.
所以你看到吗？你说，哎，我 free， 没有，你没有不自由，你还是义的奴仆。
And you say I'm free? No, you are slave of righteousness.
我们不但被称为义的奴仆，我们还是被称为是神的奴仆。你看到罗马书六章二十二节说，你被从罪里面得拯救出来，你就做了神的奴仆。
And not only are we slaves of righteousness, we are also slaves of God, as in Romans 6:22. Now they have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God.
哥林多前书七章二十二节也是这么讲，他说我们现在是成为了耶稣基督的奴仆。
And 1 Corinthians 7:22 says also that we have now been called a born servant of Christ.
So you make up your mind. 你要做一个决定，你到底要做罪的奴仆，还是要做义的奴仆？
So make up your mind. Do you want to be a slave of sin or a slave of righteousness?
你不可能自由的。
You cannot be free.
没有 absolute， 没有绝对自由这回事。
There is no such thing as absolute freedom.
在神的创造里面，要不是顺服神，要不就是抵挡神。
In God's creation, you are either for Him or you are against Him.
你要不是继续犯罪，要不就是顺服神。只有两条路，你不可能选择，不可能在中间的地带。
You either continue in sin or you obey God. There is no middle ground.
因为神给我们命令说，你要圣洁，你要就圣洁，要就不圣洁，没有中间的路线。
Because God commands us to be holy. You are either holy or you are unholy. You cannot be in the middle.
因为你说，如果你说我不信神，神说天下只有一位，你说不信就是说你说神说话，你在抵挡他，你没有第二条路可以走。
If you refuse to believe God, when God says He is the only God in the universe, and you say you do not believe God, then you are against Him. There's no middle ground.
所以我们要做好我们的决定，到底我们是侍奉神还是侍奉自己。
So we need to decide, do we serve ourselves or do we serve God?
所以在这边他说，你们要神把你们拯救出来，所以你不需要继续为自己，不需要为继续犯罪，你可以自由去服侍神，但是同时你也可以犯罪，你要很小心。以前你只能够犯罪，你不可以服侍神，现在你得了自由，可以服侍神，也可以犯罪，所以你要好好的 的珍惜你的自由，不然的话你越犯罪你就掉回下去，你就不能够掉回去成为一个奴仆。
So you have been free from sin and now you can serve God freely, but be careful, it does not mean that you can no longer sin, because you can still commit sin if you are not careful, and if you are not careful and you commit sin again, you will fall back to become a slave of sin.
所以保罗在五章十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Therefore Paul writes in Galatians 5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but do love, serve one another.
所以这个 opportunity 在这边 的机会这个字是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of opportunity?
意思说你不要把这个自由当作是一个借口或者是一个理由去犯罪。
In other words, do not use this freedom as an excuse or a reason to commit sin.
这个字的字根的意思是说，它是一个 base, 一个基地。你用这个基地呢，然后去做很多事情。你用这个地方呢，这个借口呢，去做很多事情。
And the original text actually means that this is a base or the foundation for you to launch off in sin.
所以他说不要，神给你自由。所以你可以犯罪，你也可以侍奉父圣父圣洁，所以不要这个当作犯罪的机会或者借口，要好好的珍惜这个自由。
So God has given you freedom. Do not use that freedom as an excuse to sin, but make good use of that freedom to do what is right.
是的，现在我们神拯救我们，我们不需要守旧约的这些613条律法，我们自由了。
Yes, we are free from keeping the 613 commandments or in Old Testament law.
但是用这个自由来彼此服侍，所以他说用，他说你被释放出来，从这个奴仆的罪被释放出来，现在情愿去做弟兄姐妹的奴仆来服侍他们，因为这些都是神所拯救出来的。
But serve one another. You have been set free from sin. You're no longer a slave to sin, but now you should become a slave to brothers and sisters of who God has saved as well, and use the opportunity to serve them.
所以不要放纵情欲，要彼此相爱。
No, do not not to licentiousness, but to love.
以前自我为中心，现在不是。是以前是 self-centered, 自我为中心，现在是 self-sacrifice, 就是自我牺牲来服侍弟兄姐妹。
And what we used to be was self-centered, we now should be self-sacrificing to serve other brothers and sisters.
所以第一点呢，我们保这个就是保罗的教导。
And so this is the first point, Paul's instruction.
第二点呢，保罗的告诉我们神给我们自由的原因是什么。
And the second point, Paul tells us the intention.Of Christian freedom.
你看第十四节，因为
verse 14, for
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内。
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
所以你看到吗？这边讲到是说，我们不是要行律法来得称义，但是呢，我们是因为耶稣拯救我们之后呢，我们就要去从心里面，不是在外面的捆绑，是从心里面服从那个律法的精义，而不是律法的字句。
We are not trying to earn our own salvation.And we are not trying to obey the letter of the law, but now that Christ has saved us and given us freedom, it is through our hearts that we want to obey the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law.
神给我们律法为什么？
God gave us the law, why?
你知道吗？律法基本上是要保护我们。
The law is meant to protect us.
啊，你看到我们这边很多年轻的这个家长。
There are many young parents in our midst.
啊，很年轻的家长呢。常常你告诉孩子不要这个不要这个不要，你不很烦你不觉得吗？
Many young parents will always tell their children, do not do this, do not do this, don't do this, don't do that, and don't you find that burdensome?
啊，你给他这么多的律法做什么？
You give your child so many rules for what?
你给他们这么多 do's and don'ts, 可以做这个不可以做，为的是要保护他们。
And to tell your children the, all the do's and don'ts is to protect them.
为什么你要保护他们？因为你爱他们。
You want to protect them because you love them.
啊，所以律法的总纲就是爱。
So the main theme of the law is love.
啊，所以这个呢，保罗就引用了利未记十九章十八节说要爱人如己这一句话里面。
And Paul is quoting Leviticus 19:18, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
啊，那么罗马书十三章十节就是说，他说你不加害于人，所以爱就是完全了律法。
Romans 13:10, "Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law."
弟兄姐妹，我们再讲清楚一点。
Brothers and sisters, let us make it even
clearer. 基督徒只有两种。
There are only two types of Christians.
要就是加拉太人的基督徒，要不就是哥林多人的基督徒。
You are either a Galatian Christian or you are a Corinthian Christian.
啊，你选择要哪一种
？You choose one.
什么叫做加拉太的信徒？什么叫做哥林多的信徒
？What is a Corinthian Christian and what is a Galatian Christian?
加拉太人的基督徒呢，就是 legalistic， 就是非常律法主义的。
The Galatian Christians are legalistic Christians.
不可以这个，不可以这个，不可以这个，不可以这个。
Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
那么哥林多的信徒是什么呢
？What about the Corinthian Christians?
什么都可以做，哎呀，放纵啊，随便啊。
Everything also can.
啊，我们两个都不可以。
And we can be neither.
什么来管理我们呢？就是神的爱。
What governs us? It is God's love.
我们不要，你要记得，我们跟大家讲过，在营会提到，我们的教会叫做。恩道堂。
Remember, we mentioned this in camp. Our church is called Grace Bible Fellowship.
你知道吗？我们都是软弱 的人。
We are all very weak people.
我们都很多时候软弱，所以我们需要很多的恩典。
Because we are weak, therefore we need a lot of grace.
神给我们很多恩典来帮助我们。
God gives us a lot of grace to help us.
什么叫恩典
？What is grace？
恩典就是 unmerited favor， 就是不。什么？不配的啊，他的翻译比较好，不配的恩典。
And grace means unmerited favor.
啊，意思说他不配，你给他这个叫做恩典。
He does not deserve it, but you give it to him. That's why it's grace.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹软弱的时候呢，你看到他不配，你给他，你特意的给他，因为他不配，不是因为他配。这个才叫恩典。
When you see a brother or sister that is weak and he does not deserve it, but you give it to him, that's grace.
啊，我爱他，因为他可爱，有什么可以称赞的呢
？If I love him because he is very lovable, is there anything that's worthy of praise?
但是他不可以，他不配，你看他不行，你还特意给他，这个叫恩典。
But he has failed, he cannot do it, and he does not deserve it, and yet you give it to him, that is grace.
为什么我们要叫恩道呢？因为这个就是神这么恩待我们，我们要彼此恩待。
So why do we call ourselves grace by the fellowship? Because God gave us grace, therefore we need to give grace to one another.
所以我们不要 legalistic, 我们不要律法主义。
So we must not be legalistic.
但是我们不是没有律法，我们有神耶稣的律法。我们要按照圣经的教导去行。
But we are not without law either, because we are now under the law of Christ, and we need to obey the Bible.
恩道那个道就是神的话。
And Bible, grace Bible, it means God's word.
是的，我们不断的教导神的话，但是有时候我们听，有时候不听。但是当我们不听的时候呢，我们加倍的恩典带领他，使到他能够。悔改能够回转，能够归向神。
Yes, we have been preaching the word of God all the time, but sometimes we listen, sometimes we do not listen. When you find a fellow brethren who is not listening, have grace and even more grace on him and lead him to obey the word.
所以我们求主帮助我们，我们真正明白神的恩典的时候呢，我们要加倍的施恩给别人。
So we want to ask God to help us that if we truly understand God's grace, then we need to also give more grace to others.
So, 我们没有告诉大家你的头发有多长，你的裙子要多短。
And therefore, I never tell people that your hair must be this length and your skirt must be this length.
但是呢，我一直劝大家一件事情。
But I keep appealing to you.
你来教会要端庄。
When you come to church, you must be modest.
啊，我们看到弟兄哇包到这样，姐妹又穿的这么少。
And we see the brothers all wrapped up, but the sisters are revealing.
It's not good.
That's not good.
啊，我们要端庄来到神面前要。所以我们劝很多恩典，很多恩典。不过你要学习来到神面前，必须要好好的来敬拜神。
And we do not want to enforce laws, but we will keep appealing to you that you want to be modest when you come to church and you want to be learning from God's word.
我们要荣耀神。
We want to glorify God.
所以我们第一点呢，就是保罗告诉我们， 自由的教导，第二点呢是告诉我们自由的目的就是要完成律法。
And so the first point, Paul tells us the instruction on Christian freedom. And the second point, the intention of Christian freedom is to fulfill the law.
第三点呢就是基督徒的这个问题，自由也是有问题，或者自由的危险。
And the third point, the issue of Christian freedom, even Christians who enjoy freedom will face issues.
看第十五节。
Look at verse 15.
他说，如果你们没有好好的应用你的自由呢，你们要谨慎，你要小心啊！你们不好好用的话呢，相咬相吞，只怕会彼此消灭。
If you don't use this freedom properly, you bite and devour one another. So you have to watch out that you don't do this, that you are not consuming one another.
这个 bite, 这个咬呢，就好像这个，它这个字是基本上是从这个蛇咬，或者是说这个crocodile, 这个鳄鱼咬，把它撕裂。
And this word bite is like the bite from a snake or the bite from a crocodile. It is going to tear one another to pieces.
而且相吞呢，就是蛇这样吞，整只吞下去，这个 annihilation 整个把它消灭掉。
And this devour is like how a snake will devour its victim.
你有自由的时候呢，你这样用自由呢，你会彼此的摧毁。
If you enjoy freedom to the extent and that you abuse it, you will actually destroy one another.
所以保罗说不要，我们要相爱，而不是彼此是不是相恨，不是相残杀。
You are to love one another, not hate one another, nor devour one another.
当然这里不是在讲这个这个不是在讲说你会失去救恩。
Of course, this is not saying that you will lose your salvation.
但是这边应该讲是说，如果你这样做的呢，你会摧毁你在基督面前的见证，或者基督徒在众人在世界面前的见证。
But if you do all these kind of things, you will totally lose your testimony in front of the world.
所以这边告诉我们，基督徒神教我们自由，我们要好好珍惜这个自由。我可以自由敬拜神，也可以自由犯罪，但是我们不要犯罪，我们要敬拜神。
So the instruction on Christian freedom is that we are free from sin, so we should no longer sin, but we should worship God.
所以我们有自由，怎么样用我们的自由呢？很多时候我们，特别是年轻人，你开始有自由的时候，你就出去环绕世界，看完之后，也不过是如此。
So how do we use our freedom? Young people sometimes when they have freedom, they want to go all around the world and tour the world, but after touring the world, they realize it's just like that.
啊，太多选择不见得是好事。
Having too many choices might not be a good thing.
大家知道我不断地研究什么叫做快乐的人。
And you know that I have been studying on what it means to be happy.
很多人说自由的人就很快乐。
Many people say free people are happy.
但是我告诉你，很多自由的人呢，完全不懂得，越自由越烦恼。
But let me tell you, there are a lot of people. The more freedom they enjoy, the more burdensome they find.
好像我太太每次都问我要吃什么，你放什么我就吃什么，你不要问我。
Like my wife, she will always ask me what I want to eat, but actually I will eat whatever she placed before me.
她放什么都是最好的了，我吃就是了，你不要问我要吃什么。
Because I know that anything she put before me will be the best, so I will want to eat it. Don't ask me.
我们怎么样用我们的自由呢？
How do we use our freedom?
这边有几个建议。
There are a few suggestions.
对，怎么样用基督徒的自由？第一呢，你要问你做这个决定呢，对你有是不是有好处
？And how do we handle our Christian freedom? We want to ask the question: Will it be spiritually profitable?
是的，我们可以自由做很多事情，但是所做这件事情呢，我所做这个决定，的确对我有没有好处？我不会被他控制
？Yes, we can have freedom to do many things, but we want to ask: When doing this thing, is it spiritually profitable, and am I controlled by it?
所以哥林多前书六章十二节说，凡事我都可行，但不都是有益处。你可以做很多事情，你很多自由，你可以做很多事情，但是有益处吗？我们要聪明一点，这些没有益处的不要去做。但是呢，而且呢，不但是没有益处不要做，神真的被他捆绑的东西呢，我不要做。
And 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. In other words, there are many things that we can do, but if they are not helpful, not spiritually profitable, why not do without it? And all things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything.
其中有一个问题就是，到底基督徒可不可喝酒？
And one such question is whether Christians can drink wine.
当然如果你严格来讲, 圣经里面没有说不可以喝酒。
Of course, strictly speaking, the Bible does not forbid drinking of wine.
是的,我有喝酒的自由, 但是我如果不愿意被它控制, 我就不要喝。 可以吗?
Yes, I have the freedom to drink wine, but if I do not want to be controlled by it, can I choose not to drink?
很多时候呢, 我们胜过罪恶是懂得说不。
Very often, how we overcome evil is by saying no.
很多时候有好处你一定要拿, 你就很容易上当, 你就很容易犯罪。
If there is something that is beneficial and you must take it, then you will be easily scammed.
你要试一试, 你有自我控制的能力啊, 你就说, 我可以说不, 你就可以得胜。
And if you want to see if you can control yourself, then see if you can say no to the thing, and if you can, then you have overcome it.
你要知道你能不能够被控制, 一个很有吸引力的你 say no, 这个你有控制, 你可以自我控制。
And if you want to know whether you can overcome something, when you find something really attractive and yet you can say no to it, then you have good control.
你不信, 你试试看, 很多人, 包括我们自己, 很难 say no.
If you don't believe, really try it, because you will find that all of us find difficulty in saying no.
但是如果你能够 say 不, 你就可以得胜住啊。
But if you can say no, you can overcome it.
当然你可以 say yes.
Of course, you can also say yes.
试试看, 有时候 say no.
So try it. Even though you can say yes, try to say no.
所以怎么样东西呢? 我怎样使用自由呢? 如果这个东西对我没有好处, 我就不要用。 是的,我可以做, 但是可以不要。 如果被它控制, 我也不要。
So if it is spiritually profitable, I will do it. If it's not spiritually profitable, I can choose not to do it. And if it controls me, I should say no.
弟兄姐妹其实知道我不喝酒。
Brothers and sisters know that I don't drink.
不是说我从来没有喝酒。
It doesn't mean that I never drank.
其实我有一种酒我很喜欢喝。
Actually, there's one kind of wine I like to eat, drink.
我知道你们的意思,你要告诉我哪一种。
And I'm sure all of you are thinking right now, tell me which type.
I'm not going to tell you.
I will not tell you.
但是我就不喝,因为呢,我很喜欢,我一喝下去就不能停了。
And I really enjoy drinking that particular drink, and if once I start, I cannot stop.
连我的家人都不知道那一个什么酒。
Even my family do not know what drink that is.
因为你知道这个是很好,很 smooth,很 滑的。 Okay, no,
and it's very smooth, that drink.
That's a no.
I'll say no.
So 不要就不要。
So no means no.
有好处吗?没有好处,没有什么损失就不要。
Since it's not profitable and it doesn't cost me anything, I can say no.
可不可以造就我们呢?
Will it build me up spiritually?
如果不可以就不要, 你有自由但是不要。
If it doesn't build me up spiritually, even though you have the freedom, say no.
前书二十章二十三节, 凡事都可行, 但不都有益处, 凡事都可行, 但不都是造就人, 造就人才做, 不造就人就不要做, 不要浪费时间。
1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful, all things are lawful, but not all things build up. If it doesn't build up, then don't waste your time.
很多人花很多时间在很多事情上, 到知道你知道, 看不到结局, 为什么要花时间呢?
Many people spend a lot of time in a lot of different activities, but if there is no goal in mind, why waste your time?
所以很多人花很多时间在很多纠缠,不断的纠缠, 很多不断的理都理不清, 你根本看不到结局就要用这个慧见把它斩掉,用智慧把它砍掉。
And many people, they spend a lot of time engrossed in a lot of entanglement, but there is no end to it. If you are wise, you should cut it off.
所以第一,怎么样用自由呢? 他如果对我有好处,我就可以做。如果被他控制,我就不要做。如果能够造就人,我可以做。如果不能造就人,我不要做。第三呢,第四呢,说如果他被他缠累,我也不要做。
So if it's spiritually profitable, I will do it. If it controls me, I won't do it. If it builds others up spiritually, I will do it. And number four, will it hinder my spiritual growth? If it does, I should not. Maybe it doesn't control me, but it will hinder me.
有些事情呢, 在我们的人生的路上呢, 在我们信仰路上呢, 它会挡住我们前进的, 不要它。 放开它。
There are some things that will hinder our spiritual growth and advancement. We need to cut it off.
这个希伯来书说，十二章一节说，我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就要放下这种重担。可能它不是罪，只是重担，放下这种脱去容易缠累我们的罪，把它拒绝，存心忍耐奔跑那在我们前面的路程。
Hebrews 12:1 Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight. This might not be sin, but it could be things that bog us down. And we should also put down sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以有些东西呢，是的，对我们没有好处，但是有些东西呢，是重大的，就放它，对我们有好处，它会拖累我们，就把它放开，没有好处，不要抓住它。
Yes, there are some things which are not beneficial, even though it's not sin, but since it's not beneficial, put down this weight.
所以当你做决定怎么样应用我们的自由的时候呢，有好处，没有好处不要做，被控制不要做，如果能够这个不能够帮助造就我们不要做，而且呢如果它不能够帮助我成长也不要做。最后第二个呢，就是它是不是使我更像主耶稣。
So how we handle our Christian freedom, if it's not spiritually profitable, don't do it. If it controls me, don't do it. If it does not build me up, don't do it. If it hinders my spiritual growth, don't do it. And lastly, will it help me to be more Christ-like?
我们现在所谓基督徒就是像耶稣的人，就是我们成为神的使徒，神的门徒，就是成为越来越像耶稣的人。
To be Christians means to be Christ-like, and so as Christians, we need to become more and more Christ-like.
So 我们要学耶稣的样式。
So we need to learn, to walk like Jesus.
所以约翰一书二章六节说，他人若说他住在主里面，他就该照主所行的去行。
1 John 2:6, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
那么最后一个呢，他是不是可以荣耀神？
And lastly, does it glorify God?
他是不是可以荣耀神？哥林多前书十章三十一节，无论做什么都是要为神的荣耀做。
1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do for the glory of God.
所以呢，我们怎么应用自由呢？神召我们自由，我们不需要受到捆绑，但是呢，我们要做聪明人。
And how do we handle our Christian freedom? We have been called to freedom.And we are no longer slaves to sin, and so we need to be wise.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们好好用神给我们的自由。
So brothers and sisters, let us use the freedom that God has given to us in a good way.
下周我们会讲更多怎么样靠圣灵做一个自由人。
Next week we will preach on how you depend on the Holy Spirit to be a free man.
让我们做一个谢谢的祷
告。Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for calling us out of the darkness, out of sin, into light, into freedom. Help us, Lord, that we will not use our freedom as opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another, and in so doing, we fulfill your law, not legalistically, but through our hearts, out of gratefulness to you who has saved us. Pray all this in Jesus.